Hi, Mr. Bluefield. Hi, Mr. Bluefield. When Billy wasn't able to make it after all, she had promised to go to the Indian student meeting tonight. Or it was after the meeting and thought it was next Wednesday, and it turned out to be tonight. So she couldn't go. All right.
This is your easy week, huh?
Yeah.
Still thinking about trying to get more movies made here. Trying to get more of them to come to this area.
Yeah, I heard there was one coming. Who was it told me? I think it was somebody told me. When outfit is coming, but surely in spring.
Good.
Yeah. Gallagher, just before he left, he's planning on another company coming. I might come along again.
He's out of the group, yeah.
But he was coming to visit us. He's going to come and visit us I think around March or May. I mean April or March. He's trying to buy a...
Yeah.
He's going to buy a...
My car's in the way. I need it. Okay.
I played in Utah then.
Oh.
For a summer home.
That'd be a great spot out there.
Yeah. He said Edson is telling him that he's got some tribal land that he could buy.
Mr. Bluefield, what were your parents' names? Your mother and father, what were their names?
My dad's name is Simon. Mother, Stella.
What was her maiden name?
Bird all over the ground.
Bird all over the ground?
Yeah.
Stella. Did they live on one particular part of the reservation most of their lives?
Yeah.
They were right here,
uh-huh.
In the Pryor District?
Yeah, yeah.
This is his grandfather. That log house there, and he lived there for I don't know how many years. That's his grandfather's home.
Is that right?
My mother's father.
What was his name?
Bird All Over the Ground.
Bird All Over the Ground.
And his mother and dad's home is still there, that log house, just below here by that white house there, right across the creek, little creek there. There's a little log house there, still staying there.
How old are you now, Mr. Botell? What were your parents' names, Mr. Botell?
Tom Stewart and Sarah Hynos.
Hynos?
Uh-huh.
And that's S-T-E-W-A-R-T, isn't it?
Uh-huh. My dad is a half-breed. Mm-hmm.
I know that there are several Stewart families.
Uh-huh.
Did they live in this area? Were they down in St. X? Or?
Oh, no, they lived about 3 miles below Curlington.
Oh.
One of my brothers was living there at their place, you know, 3 miles. Mm-hmm. My mother used to go to school here, at Indian Catholic Mission here, I could tell. Must be about 15, 16. Then she moved to Billings and worked at the old St. Vincent.
Oh, yeah.
Until she was 25. And she got married to a white guy named John Fitzpatrick. And she's got two kids from him. And she couldn't get him away from liquor, so finally she moved back to the reservation and divorced him.
Mm-hmm.
And married my dad. And I was 6 of us, so like 8 of us all together.
Were you born down here or in Billings?
Born in Curlington.
Where were you born, Mr. Botell?
Here.
Right on the place, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I lived over there for 9 years.
At St. Xavier?
No.
Oh, yeah. Was it in 1959 when you first started sun dancing?
Me?
How do you call? Yes.
No, 1942.
Oh.
When my brother was drafted. I didn't dance then, I was just sitting all the way through for until 1948 when I started dancing in Rocky Boy. That's my first dance. 4 years straight, I danced over there.
Did you stick with it pretty well then? Stay right on with the Sundance?
Uh-huh. Well, when I first got into Sundance was when this boy that walked out, he used to be about only 13, 14 months old. He got sick, took him to Curl Hospital, he couldn't do anything with him. I went to Sherry, I think his name was So what would, for people, baby doctor, couldn't do anything. Even, so I brought him over to her. His sister told me that there was a good doctor, Dr. Benson, one Dr. Benson, made a good doctor here at Funder. I brought him over there. And it did, so I took him back. Can he walk in the morning? We thought he was going to lose us. And she and my sister joined that Sunday. And I didn't. I believe in Catholic Church so much that I don't believe in any. So, one evening they came and wanted to take the boy to the Sunday's meeting. Have Joe Neely and John Trio stop taking. I bowled him up. So, to get my wife doctor still and help him, and I don't see why I need him after this kid. So my father got after me, so I sent the boy, and my dad got after me. So George and I went home. Well, when the first night, I knew they helped him little, because he can cry. He never did cry anymore. Sleep there, lie still. He cried during the night. He'd turn over and cry. Well, the next evening, they had their reunion at night, so the next evening I took him. For about the fourth night, he walked around the meeting. Ever since then, he never took sick.
What's his name? I forgot what his name
is. Gerard Boothill.
Gerard.
So ever since then, I joined the Sunday.
Where was that Sundance held?
Well, that wasn't a Sundance. It was during the winter time, and they just had meeting in certain places. You know, people make a vow that they, when they ask for something, and like if you say this boy or this girl or the husband or the wife would get sick. They did well. I put up a Sundance meeting after she or he gets well. So they do that and make a vow like that. They have meetings certain places. Then they made a vow that their soldier boy would survive and come home and have the client uncles to pray for them in the Sundance meeting. So they didn't have that, and then during the winter they have the Sundance meeting. Those things, they don't dare. They have all their medicine in the rolls, and the women and the men that's fasting in the Sundance, they sit in the rain and pray. They burn cedar, pray with the cigarette. And after they make up their cigarette butt, and the meeting is over, and they have big feet and get away. And when they were doctoring my son, I seen it and saw. I didn't go into the Sundance right away until my brother was drafted. Yeah. No, I don't think I was. in the Sundance 42, I think it was 43 when I went in. That's when my boy was, he was all right in that same summer. He took sick in the winter time around about January, and he got well. Then my brother was drafted in 43, so I was dancing in August from there every summer. I'd go in and until my brother came back, 46, I came home. Then I danced, and I stayed away for about 2 or 3 years, and then I went back in, and after that I never quit. I just stayed with it every summer I grew. They don't have any Sundance around this reservation. I went to Idaho one time, dance over there. And,
which tribe was that that you were with? Nez Perce? Shoshone?
Shoshone Bandit.
Yeah. Bandit. And boy, it was 170 when we were dancing.
Who was the fellow that brought the Sundance to the Crow Reservation?
Well, William Bixby. His boy, he was Bixby, he was a must be about 2 years old or so, that he took sick. That must be in 42 when he brought it down here.
41.
And he took sick during the winter, and he made a vow that he could to Port Washington to dance that summer, someday. So he went and danced over there, and then John Trio gave him his medicine and told him that he could have a Sundance here. So he came back in that following summer while he had it here. That's our first Sundance here.
Who was John?
John Trio, he's a Shoshone.
Trio?
Uh-huh. Must be, Mexican. I think he's part Mexican or, French. Spanish. What is he? He's still around here.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Does he live on the Crow Reservation?
No, he lives in Shoshone.
Fort Washington?
Fort Washington. I saw him the other day in Hawaii, Monday.
Oh. Well, did he come to help William Big Day put the first dance on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He came and showed his way, and he's the first man that brought some dance here. And then from there he was leading the, he was doing the medicine man ever since until the day he died. He died about 2 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah. And ever since then, then they liked it so much, they had two or three Sundance every summer. One over here and sometimes two over there. They liked it so much, Yellowtail with the superintendent, Bennett. He liked it so much that he put up the feast. Somebody to sponsor it, so they put up Sundance about 2 or 3 times every summer. Then finally, when I figured where we were going on, why, they keep having Sundance, two Sundance every summer until all the boys came back except two, but we only lost two. Well, three, if one boy from here. I think the army killed him, but we couldn't tell because he worked through so much that they had to drag him back to the service. Finally, the last time they dragged him back was, I guess, in a short notice that he's got pneumonia and he died. But it seems like to us that maybe they put him in jail or someplace that he wanted to escape, and I think he killed him. So they didn't bury him. The reason why I thought of that, because they didn't bury him at Costa Battlefield. They buried him in Lexington, Tribune. But the paper said he wasn't discharged. His papers. But they buried him here instead of over there at Costa Battlefield. He happened to die by sickness. They could have buried him over there because that's where all the soldiers were buried. And I don't know why they asked that boy that brought him back. He said the commanding officer at where they came from wanted this boy to be buried in a cemetery at his own home. Not in Costa Rica. So that's why I thought they might have killed him trying to escape. So ever since then, after the war is over and all the boys are back, they have one here one summer and then next summer they have it over there. Most of it is over there. Very few that made a vow that they have Sundance here. We haven't had any Sundance for a long time. Finally, my brother-in-law, his brother put up a Sundance here, and then about 2 years after that, my cousin Jim Bigwig put up a Sundance here. He's from Crow, but he had it here because everything is convenient here. See, they had to go after poles up in the mountain. And he thought everything was over in Crow. You have to go way up to Bighorn Mountains to get them poles or over here, so he thought he'd have it here because he's got a son living here. Then that following summer, my boy, this one walked out, he sponsored one again. So ever since then, we didn't have any. We have it that way, Bob's grass. Two Sundance every summer for the last 4 or 5 years now. We have one here and then they have one in Lodgegrass. When they have it at Crow, they have it at Lodgegrass, and then one time Wild and Crow. Last summer they have one in Lodgegrass. And Crow.
What's the first time that you actually danced in a Sundance? Can you remember that one?
Must be 52 or 51. At Rocky Boy, I went in here, but I never danced here until I went to Rocky Boy. Well, the women start dancing here, but I don't. Then finally, when I went to Rocky Boy and dance over there, I was sitting. Then my cousin next to me was dancing for 2-3 years before I did this. He asked me why I didn't dance. Well, I said, sitting and book on it much better than dancing. And he said, it won't be too sick if you just dance and think about something else. That's when I started dancing. And every year, they didn't have any here for a while, so we kept going to Rocky Boy. That's when the tribe was split in half. So we kept going to Rocky Boy. And we're sitting there through there. Because that man wanted Ron Bickley to put up some dance for 4 years straight. And then he was going to take over from there. So we kept going every summer and move up there. And dance over there for 4 years. From then on, I guess I can. When Bannock man said, he's a friend of George, and he said, when you first, when you start dancing the Sunday, he said, when you hear, when you see the big lodges putting up, he said, you can't get away. You change your mind, you want to dance, and you go right in. I didn't believe it until I danced several times. I've seen people like that. They told me they're not going to dance. And then when we go in, there they are. And I kind of believe it because it's their son dance, so we brought it. But George, he doesn't believe in it because the fasting is too much for him. Go without food and water for 3 days and 3 nights, and he's been very careful.
When we were talking last week, you told us about the first vision you had at the Sundance. I'd kind of like to hear that again and get that on the tape.
Well,
when and where was that?
It's over here at the Sundance ground, community ground, from George's brother. Put up the Sundance. I danced. Now, he had it for his brother, and his brother died, and George didn't want him to put up that Sundance, and people around here kind of coaxed him into put up. He kind of got mad at his brother, so I told him, I said, I think it's best for him to put up that Sundance. Because I said, your brother's got lots of kids. And I said, he still has you and your sister. I said, why don't you keep quiet and let him pull through with it? I said, if I were you, I wouldn't say anything, because you're not the one that needs the vow, it's him. So he kept quiet and we had it going. So when we went in, most of our singers were gone to firefighting. We just had very little men around here to sing for. Well, sometimes we had to lay there in the sun for 3-4 hours before another singer would come for about 2 hours and then left. And it was really hot first day, and the second day there was no singing until about noon, and then we saw an airplane go by. And that airplane kind of went down like this, and it seems like the boys must have told him to do that, because they came back, you know, the singers came back. So that evening they start singing all the way until, I went to bed at midnight. Next morning they started singing. Oh, it must be about 107 under the shade, I guess. That's when I first got my first vision. I was dancing. And then finally, I didn't like the cigarettes, so I started smoking the pot, Indian pot. Well, it seems like I couldn't get enough of that smoking, so I kept asking for it. Finally, the woman next to me, a smart animal, said, "We didn't come here to sit and smoke," she said. "We come here to dance." "And who asked you to come in and fast and dance?" She said, "If you're free, you should have went home." So I got up and danced with her. Oh, we must have been dancing about 3 hours. Then I sat down and started smoking again. Then one fellow came in and gave us some cigarettes to play with. So I told him I'm going to smoke the pot first before I smoke the cigarettes. So I started smoking pot. I think it must be about 4 Phillips. You know, they refill that pipe 4 times. Then this woman started getting in hell again. So let's pray with the cigarette they gave us and then dance. So I started praying with the cigarette. That's when I got my first vision. I thought I was standing in the booth where I was, and by the time, I don't know how long it is, then when I kind of come to, and I was still praying, but I was close to the center pole. We wasn't supposed to be walking, but I was walking, I don't know why, so when I kind of come to, I knew I was right close to the center pole, so I left my cigarette shut. This woman followed me and put her cigarette down. She stands back.